my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and today is a great day. It is Friday, the 29th day of May. And I want to say to Tim, our son, I believe this is your anniversary today. I can't remember. Is this 17 years? 17 years for Brother Tim and 21 for Tabitha, 26 for Tiffany. Oh, my goodness. My wife is getting old, isn't she? But we have wonderful children, and I thank God for them. Thank God for their solid marriages, all serving God. Brad Dalton family sings for us, God will provide. I don't know Brad Dalton. I enjoy his singing, though, I'll tell you that. He'll sing. This is a God always provides. I think this starts off a little slow, if I'm not mistaken. I heard it the other day. It'd be a blessing.
Isaac walked up the mountain, his father by his side, never realizing he would be the sacrifice. But when Abraham raised up his hand to take his child's life, in his heart he must have wondered why. Sometimes God will take us to unexpected places, but in every situation we will find
God will provide.
God will provide beyond what we imagine, so much more than we can fathom. He will supply.
God will provide
when we trust in Him completely and take each step believing like a child.
God will provide.
On another hill called Calvary, a father's only son was offered as a priceless gift of faithfulness and love. Amidst the cries of all mankind, God reached down from above and covered us with Christ's atoning blood. No matter what your need is, God will always meet it. I know His grace will always be enough.
God will provide.
God will provide beyond what we imagine, so much more than we can fathom. Trust in Him completely and take each step believing like a child.
God will provide
beyond what we imagine, so much more than we can fathom. He will supply.
God will provide
when we trust in Him completely and take each step believing like a child. God will provide. God will provide.
We're in a very powerful verse today, 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. God doesn't want anything in my life that even looks evil, that may not be right. Abstain, stop, get away from it. And so we're going to look at that momentarily. We're going to have the quartet come in here. and sing for us. I think you'll really love this. I love this song, Precious Memories, How They Linger, How They Ever Fly. I have so many precious memories in life. God has been so good to me. And I'm just so very thankful for His goodness, His kindness, His mercy. I think you're going to enjoy it as the quartet sings for us. Then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 22. Here's the song. Let's have Him play it and sing it for us. Develop memories with your kids. You know, at Christmas time, go for nightly rides. Look at the lights. Go to different areas and buy them a hot chocolate or something if you can drink in the car, and get them something, or make a hot chocolate for them and put them in a no-spill type of cup. But go for rides, and not just at Christmas time, but throughout the year. Mrs. Treber and I get in the car almost every night, not every night. We'll take a 10-minute drive, a 5-minute drive, sometime an hour drive, and we'll just drive and have the best time. And we just talk and we fellowship. Sometimes we just listen to our radio station, and sometimes we listen to Unshackled, but we always have a good time. The Bible says in chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians 5, 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. Abstain means to hold oneself off, to refrain. Don't do this. Hold yourself back. You know, to abstain is, it's all on my part. if I am going to keep myself from evil, I am going to have to hold myself back. I don't know about you. Well, that's the same for you as it is for me. Our flesh is so weak, isn't it? Our flesh wants our flesh. And God says, I want you to hold yourself off. You folks that want drink or drugs or pornography or filth or garbage or ungodly music or whatever it might be, God says, hold yourself off. Abstain. Hold yourself back from all appearance. All appearance. That means everything. That means covetousness. That means envy. That means jealousy. That means strife. God says, hold yourself back from all appearance of evil. If it appears to be wrong, then don't do it. It's just that easy. If that song is not the right song to listen to, then don't listen to it. If that message is not the right one to preach, don't preach it. I come up, normally my messages are ready before Saturday, of course, and I get them all written out in my Bible, ready to go on sometimes Monday, sometimes Tuesday, normally not any later than Wednesday, but sometimes Thursday. But I get them all written out. And I've got a drawer of messages I've not preached, because if God's not in it, Maybe it's a good message. It's the wrong time. Maybe I need to do this one. The other week I was preaching here at our church, and I said, some of you have come here today. It's the last stop. You're going to commit suicide. A man was in church, and he said, this is my last stop. I didn't ever knew the Spirit of God told me that to say it. I didn't plan on saying it. And he said, this is my last spot. Last stop, I was going to commit suicide. He walked the aisle Sunday morning, he got saved. The next Sunday, he got baptized. He's been in church, he's been growing in grace. And thank God he has something to live for. God says, and when God says, hold yourself back, abstain from all appearance of evil, then hold yourself back. Don't cave, don't give in, don't give up, don't give over. But say, I'm gonna obey God. All appearance of evil, anything that might be evil. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We need America to come back to God, but a coming back to God is with Christians. Christians need to get so right with God, thoroughly right with God, that there could be a sweeping revival. And that sweeping revival could be the third awakening, the first awakening in the 1700s, the next awakening in the 1800s, and now in the 2000s, an awakening that God would stir awakening in the hearts of his people to get right with him. And I'll tell you how we get right: when we say no from anything that may look evil. Get away from it. Well, Sunday's coming. Tomorrow's Saturday. Going to be a great day tomorrow. And then Sunday, I want you to pray for your pastor and your missionary as he preaches, that the touch of God would be powerfully upon his life. I want you to pray for the special music that God would use. I want you to pray for your choir as they sang, that God would use them greatly for his glory. Father, we thank you for another week of broadcast. These weeks go so quickly. I pray your blessing upon every listener. God, may we find ourselves right, totally right with God, right with you, abstaining from all appearance of evil, quenching not the Spirit, in everything giving thanks, praying without ceasing, rejoicing evermore. Bless our dear listener friends, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.